everybody will call the meeting to order with a happy new year. And we have a quorum?
You have a quorum?
All right, thank you. Is there any audience participation?
None today.
Okay, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes, I'm looking for a motion to approve the December 13th, 2018 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second, out there?
Second.
So you say you were refund, so Gary can look at that?
Marazzi.
Start.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And motion carried.
Actually, their name would be better for my purposes rather
say
than.
Say your name. All right, we go now to staff reports, the financial progress report, Curtis.
All right, thank you. Attachment 3A shows our current situation through November 30th. In December, we have to take some extra time to close the books, which is why we don't have December's in front of you yet. We spent about 32% of the budget. We are well within budget, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Excuse me. All right, any questions? Moving on, Dave Poulet. We need a motion. I apologize. Is there a motion?
Aye.
To approve. Is there a second?
There's a second.
Don't fight over it.
We can
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, Ashley, technical progress report, and that'll be Curtis.
All right, so just a brief update on where some things are. Obviously, the federal shutdown is in day 33, I believe, with no signs of stopping. We did put out a message or received a message, too, from ODOT. Basically, Federal Highway, you know, we're good to go through basically until the FAST Act expires. FTA, however, is not as lucky. So they are currently pretty much, I think the doors are pretty much locked, if that's correct. Yeah, so FTA is, so if anyone needs to get in touch with FTA, don't bother. I don't know if anyone noticed, but I did record, we started doing a short podcast to come along with the meeting summary when we send you your meeting materials. It's supposed to be, it's called the MS Fast Track. It's only 3 minutes long, and the purpose is just about every month someone calls and says, you know, hey, I'm busy. Do I really need to come to the meeting or is there anything important? And so we created this podcast so that if you want just, hey, what's going on, 3 minutes, it gets you a little bit more than the agenda, but at least preps you for it. And it's in those mail outs. There's a link to it as well. So I think I've got two or three listeners out there. So I'm really creeping up. This thing's going to boom and you guys want to be on it at the ground floor. The other thing from a perspective, and this is, it's not exactly anything that's under AMAT's purview, but one of our citizens involvement committee members had an incident on a Metro Parks trail, and he asked if we would share it, and I thought just as the policy members in the room, it would be valuable. He wrote a letter, and he wrote it to the Metro Parks, but essentially what happened was he was in an area of the trails that was between Kent and Stowe and Monroe Falls, and fell off his bike and broke his hip. Called 911, they could not locate him, and so Monroe Falls sent a CAT vehicle to get him, determined that that he was not in life-threatening modes, so they actually said, it's not our jurisdiction, so it's actually Kent's jurisdiction. And so then Kent sent an ambulance, an EMS, but they couldn't get onto the trail due to a locked bollard. And so Monroe Falls actually then graciously used the CAT to get him to the ambulance. And 2 hours later, he was at the hospital. And he is an avid trailer. This isn't him making a complaint. It was him saying, hey, I don't know if anyone's thinking about this, these emergencies on a trail. And so I told him that I would at least share it with our committees just to be aware of those issues, and I'm sure a lot of you are. But it was sort of the first time I had heard, and I realized I had never really thought about that. You know, what happens if you do fall and you're by yourself and you need a stretcher and you can't be taken off on just a CAT vehicle or something like that? And so in that case, you know, it was like he ended up having a broken hip and all that, but he was just looking for, I think, wanting, you know, the just members of the community's leadership to know that those types of challenges were out there, and he was a concerned citizen. So I did just want to bring that up. Fred Wise has been coming to our Citizens Committee meetings for years, and so I thought it was appropriate to share.
The city of Twinsburg is working with some economy metro parks right now because we have the Liberty Park complex, and we had somebody at Christmas that went down and they really couldn't tell. So we're looking at, so some county metro parks are probably looking at better trail marking as well. But you might want to contact them if you have one of their parks in your jurisdiction and see if you can get on the van line and put them on.
Yeah, and it sounds like nobody did anything wrong. It was just one of those bizarre confusion situations of what can we do, what can't we do, and how to find the person. So I just thought more than anything that it was an interesting story.
Does his GIS work on his phone to at least get them close?
He could tell them. It sounded like he was able to tell them, you know, I'm south of this and north of this sort of thing. But what they were having a hard time determining was whose jurisdiction it was.
Doesn't matter.
Even beyond that, being able to get the vehicle.
Well, and then that, yeah, and then the fact that the ambulance couldn't get through then created a secondary problem. And so, and I just don't know, you know, from our, we help build the trails, but once they're built, we don't, you know how it's maintained or who has access to what. But I just thought it was an interesting issue to call attention to.
Did you want to say something?
Okay. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Curtis. Mm-hmm. Hearing none. Federal funds report, attachment 3C, Dave Coulet. I see we don't have any audio equipment today.
No, that's good.
Dave was going to dance for everyone.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to talk about as far as the federal funds report. Since our last meeting in December, a couple large projects did sell. Cleveland Maslin Road, phase two and three in Norton, and then the citywide signal upgrade in Streetsboro. We still have a ways to go, and we still have quite a few projects that hopefully will sell in the third and fourth quarters coming up. At our last project review meeting, we shuffled some projects around, mostly resurfacing projects. Trying to achieve fiscal constraint. We have some negative balances in the upcoming years, especially with STBG funding. 2021 is, we still have about a $5 million deficit, so hopefully we can find some money from maybe other MPOs and do some loans and borrow some. And sometimes these things just kind of work out on their own as projects are moved and canceled for various reasons. And I guess the other thing that I had on here, Curtis already touched on, the FHWA is still in operation, but FTA isn't, along with some other transportation agencies. And I guess the other thing, I want to mention one more thing, and I didn't put it on here, but I did want to remind everyone that we will be accepting applications for new projects this year. CMAQ will be this summer. I know last time, I think the deadline was at the end of July, and it'll probably be similar this year. And then our projects, STBG and TASA and resurfacing will be probably toward the end of October. So it's something to be thinking about, and we'll keep you updated on the exact dates of when we will accept those applications. So that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to
add. One thing to add, Dave, the Cuyahoga Falls Howe Avenue was in this morning's letting. So
that was a big one.
Another $5.4
million. Do you know what it came in at?
I got the bid.
Good. Okay, good.
All right, hey, any questions for Dave?
Yeah, I'm like,
hearing none? Thank you, Dave. Is there any old business?
There's none.
Okay, we're moving into new business. Attachment 5A, this is Jeff Gardner on the transportation planning for 2020.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. 5A, in your handouts every year, the MS Policy Committee adopts a work program and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Fiscal year begins July 1st. The work program identifies the MS staff planning activities that will take place in the upcoming fiscal year. The MS budget is provided by a grant from the USDOT and is overseen. ODOT funding is matched. The federal share is 80%. ODOT provides 10%, and the members of the MS Policy Committee provide the remaining 10%. ODOT is providing its annual consolidated planning grant funds for this year in the amount of $1.2 million. Approximately $165,000 in local share dues is requested in order to fund a total budget of $2.1 million for metropolitan planning, which is roughly the same as last year's budget. And the local share amount is identical to last year's local share request. A draft of the fiscal year 2020 work program will be submitted to ODOT and the Federal Highway Administration for their review and comment at the end of February. The final work program and budget will be presented to the Policy Committee in May. Major elements of the work program include soliciting applications for new projects, developing a new TIP, amending the TIP, and creating performance measures as part of the planning process. The staff will also continue the annual traffic counting program, safety studies, as well as prepare components of the upcoming 2045 regional transportation plan. The staff is requesting approval to produce the first draft of the fiscal year 2020 work program and budget. Are there any questions?
All right. No questions? Can I get a motion, please, on this? Say your name.
And clear.
Thank you. Second?
Krause.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Jeff. Next, we have Daryl is going to discuss the Attachment 5B, the Direct Bike and Pedestrian Plan.
Thank you, Mayor. We are currently updating our 2015 pedestrian plan as well as our 2016 bicycle plan. In those plans and attached to the memo that you have are the bicycle funded network map and the sidewalk inventory map. We want to make those current, so what we're asking is that when you go back, if you can think of some of the projects that have been completed in regards to bicycle and pedestrian. If you can go back to 2016 or 2015, that would be great. Please do so. And then additionally, any future projects or projects that are underway currently, if you could send that information to me, we just want to make sure that we have some current information for this current plan. We are combining both the pedestrian and the bicycle plan together this time and moving forward. We plan to have a draft presented at the March meeting of this bike and pedestrian. While I'm standing up here, if there are any of you that would like to host a bike and brainstorm this year, that would be great. Last year, 2018, we had 4 bike and brainstorms, Green, Ravenna, Talmadge, and Akron. If anybody's interested in hosting one of those or has a corridor or a route that they want some cyclists to ride through, please also contact me. As well as, and lastly, we are going to coordinate again this year the Jane's Walk weekend. This year it is May 3rd through the 5th, and we're looking for anybody, yourselves, or anybody that you might know in the community that would like to host a Jane's Walk. Again, send that information to me, and we'll go ahead and get that promoted. So with that, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Any questions? All right. Thank you, Daryl. Moving on to our resolutions. Our first resolution is Resolution 2019-2001. Dave will speak on this, Attachment 6A.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution 2019-01 is Amendment 14 to the Transportation Improvement Program. This amendment adds one new project. The project we're adding is the Portage Trail Extension Widening Project in Cuyahoga Falls. I'd like to clarify that this is a project that was approved back when we approved new projects, and our plans were to incorporate these new projects into the new TIP. But the TIP development was postponed for a year. So as these projects develop, we'll kind of be adding them to the current TIP, and that's the case with this one. This TIP amendment is just adding engineering, the engineering phase. The engineering is funded by HSIP or highway safety funding. And it's going to be split into 2 years. $495,000 is allocated to 19, and $241,000 is allocated to 2020. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions? All right, I'm looking for a motion for resolution 2019-2001. Be the first.
So moved.
Is there a second?
More second.
Thank you. Any more discussion? All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Dave. Can you tell at the beginning of the year? Whew. All right. Next, we have Jeff back up here. Resolution 2019-2002, attachment 6B in your packet.
This resolution seeks to add recently awarded federal funds to the TIP for Metro RTA and PARTA fiscal years 2019 and 2020. These funds are being awarded through ODOT's Ohio Transit Preservation Partnership Program and through the Diesel Emissions Reduction Grant Program. These are ODOT attributable funds that are being flexed over from highway use to public transit use. Metro is requesting the addition of $2 million in federal funds in 2019 to purchase 22 additional small buses, as well as $734,000 in 2020 to purchase two large CNG buses. PARTA is requesting the addition of approximately $1.7 million in federal funds in 2019 for preventive maintenance, the purchase of five small buses, security cameras and equipment, and onboard computers. These funds are awarded through ODOT's Office of Transit's OTPPP program, as well as $389,000 in 2020 to purchase one large bus, awarded through the DIRT program. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2019-02, adding approximately $4.8 million in additional federal funds to the TIP for Metro and PARTA. And we would be pleased to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, looking for a motion, Resolution 2019-2002.
So moved.
Clear. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Other businesses really isn't something for the minutes, but I just wanted all of you to know that because we do Mutual Aid Peninsula, they had a fire at their service garage today, and I believe all their equipment was in there, so you get a chance to give the mayor of Peninsula good thoughts, and I'm not sure of all the damage, but I'm sure they'll be calling us for some help, and I feel bad for them. They had a fire during the storm, one of the homes in Peninsula burned down, so they've had a bad week. Just wanted to let you guys know that. Also, I don't know if this is a good time to talk about the federal gas tax again, but we have a new governor. Do we want to think about a letter to the governor, to his office?
The state gas tax.
Yes, state. Right. I'm sorry, I meant that. So, is anybody in favor of that? If you are, I'd certainly have Curtis pen a nice letter that my name could go on.
We do have a resolution that was approved last year in, I believe it was January. I think it would be up to this committee if we want to just consider that as the authority to write a letter. However, I think almost everyone here was members of the last year, but I don't know if it would be something that we'd want to have a resolution before we would write that letter.
Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think we should do it. It hasn't been increased in quite a number of years.
Yeah, the Fed not since 91 or 93, I think, and the state 2006.
Yeah.
And as we talked about, I don't know if Dave mentioned this now, it's short memory, but ODOT, when we're looking out multiple years out to 2021, we're actually losing some of our STP allocation. I mean, it's about 6%. It's not huge, but part of that is we're paying debt service on those turnpike bonds. There's not as much money as there was. And so I think from a state side, we're seeing this push or this interest in, hey, can we do something there? So I think with the new governor, it would be prudent, if this is still how we feel on the issue, to, you know, just write a letter of support.
I'll make a motion to pass a resolution to authorize the director to submit a letter in support of a gas tax increase.
I'll second that. Patterson.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I would just note that Ohio is significantly lower than all of the neighboring states. I guess we all know that, so it's not that we're going
to... But I think almost every state adjacent to us in the past 3 or 4 years has passed some sort of increase. Yeah. So we're a little behind the curve. Would we want to follow with our old resolution, which where we talked about amounts? You know, I think we recommended a 15-cent gas tax increase federal, and then we just said with the state that we would encourage them to consider all funding increase options. So if we were writing to the governor, would we want to be specific, or would we want to be...
I don't mind being specific. How's everyone else feel about that?
Be specific.
Well, if we're going to be specific, I guess we want to be high end.
Go for 20.
Go for 20.
No. I mean, if you'd
also
like,
electric cars.
If you'd like, I could do some research and bring something to the March meeting to present, if that would provide everyone with the appropriate, give you some chance to think about it. And, because, I mean, it'd be nice to strike early, but I don't think a letter in February versus late March would make.
It's not going to make any difference at all. Yeah. But we do have a motion on the floor. If we'd like, we can continue on with that motion and vote that we are in favor of sending a letter to the governor. All right. You have a second on that, right, Carrie? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Any other business to come before this board? All right, hearing none. We will be adjourned. Our next meeting is March 21st at 1:30 p.m. right here.